Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Samach Vav, and we are up to Si'if Vav. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, Si'ifim Vav Zayin and Ches, and this is page Reish Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, page 462. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Ma'arvin Beprus Vafilu Higdol Harbe. You're not supposed to make an Eruv with a broken piece of bread, even if it's very large. Aval B'Shleima Afilu Ketana Ma'od Ma'arvin. But you can make an Eruv with a small Labilkala, with a little small piece of bread, yeah, as long as it's you just have to make sure that it has the proper shear that you need. But if what's removed from the full loaf of bread is 1/48 of the amount, which is the amount of hafrashas challah you would need to do if you were a baker, then ma'arvinba, then you're allowed to do an eruv with it, even though it's not complete. Even though it never became tevel for challah. So the reason it's missing that piece has nothing to do with hafrashas challah. And if it was broken up and you attached it with a toothpick, where you stick one side into the bread and the other side into the broken piece, if you make it in such a way where you hold it together with the toothpick that it doesn't look like it was broken at all, then you're allowed to make an eruv with it. Let's actually see some of the Mishnah Berurah. So Sivkat Namad Zayin Beprusa Mishum Eva Sheyavol De Machlokas. The reason you're not allowed to use a broken loaf of bread is because people are going to start to argue. Sheyomer Aninos in Shleimavat Ta Prusa. One guy's going to say, "Well, I contributed a full loaf of bread to the Erev, and you're contributing a broken piece." Vafilu Yirtzu Kulam Liten Prusa. And even if they're all willing to give a slice of bread, a broken piece, Cheshin Sheyachzor Davul Kulkulo, we're always afraid that that will change at some point. Vayin Prim Gadam Demstapik Lomer Devshar Dafilu B'Diavad Lo Mahani Ha Erev Kshaso Beprusa Prim. Gadam says it could be that even b'di'evad the eruv doesn't work if they made it with a prusa v'maso mitchilo b'shleima v'achar kach l'shabes acheres nivchasa v'nishtayim mimen ma'at ayin l'kaman b'sim shin samches if dalet ayin shab. We're later going to discuss if they initially made the eruv with a shalem and then it broke, can you rely on that same eruv that they had for previous shabbosos that once was shalem k'dei chalas? So we said if it's missing a shir chalas nachtom, which is 1/48, pirush afilu einu shalem shari, even if it's not shalem, it's mot. Because the neighbors think that, no one's going to think that it's not a shalem, they're going to think that it was a shalem, and then you have to be mafresh challah, and that's why if it's missing such a tiny amount, it's still going to be good. V'im nifrasa, so we said that if it broke, ratzolomish nifras min akikar ma'at, a little piece broke off, and then you put it together with a toothpick, so im eino nikar, if it's not clear that it's broken because it's being held together with a toothpick, then it's fine. Hatam alfkav debemes eino shlema, mikam alkam kivim de nikar le'yavul de machlokes. I mean, the whole point over here is that it just shouldn't lead to machlokes. So once it looks like it's a shalem, it's not going to lead to machlokes. Now back in the Ramah, v'yesha pirshu, hate in ma'arvin rak b'pas shalem, that which we say that you need to have a pas shalem, haynu shekol eruv biyachad yeh pas shalem, that means the whole eruv altogether is a pas shalem. V'lechei nogu l'kabitz mikol bayis u'bayis ma'at kemach. So what they do now is they don't collect bread, says the Rama, you collect a little bit of flour from each house, v'osin chala achashlema, and you make one big chasna size chala, you know, a big chala, that's a shalem, u'marvin ba, and use that for the eruv. V'chein ha'minuk pashu b'chol medinos elu, and that is our minug. That's the minhag pashut in all of our medinos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Aleph, Haynu shekol eruv biyachad, rotzo lomar, debezeh gam kein mekayim hashtikn chazal, eruv chatzir shia b'pashalim dafka. In doing this trick, you're fulfilling that which they said, that it has to be a pashalim. Aval gam heimodim diyachol kol echalitin pashalim. Now they admit that you could also just have everybody contribute a pashalim. Vafilu makikr shel zeh gadu mishal chaveru gam kein mutur, even though one guy may be contributing a chalarol and the other guy may be contributing a chasen a challah, so they're very different sizes from one another, it's still mutter. And this minug also is moda, that even if everyone gives the same size prusas, then it's still going to be a problem. Mikol bayis ubayis mat kemach. So they take a little bit of flour from each house. And likewise, if they're giving money with which to buy flour, and even if some balibatim don't give, gam kinin kpei de badaver, no one's makbid about that. kulam, that people who are contributing flour are contributing to make the eruv for everybody, on behalf of everybody. Back in the Ramah, b'tzarkli zar shehei b'chala kashirim forish l'kaman sim shin sam ches siv gimel, we're going to see later that there is a minimal amount that you need to have to make the eruv. V'afal b'shin shtayir min hakemach v'lonasa mikulu chala, and even if you have some leftover flour using this method of collecting flour from everybody, and you don't use all the flour to make a big challah, afilu achi aviriv, it's still a good eruv. The logarim ilu echem mizaka lekulam v'aday doch nasa kimcha mitchila kenirali, because it's no different than some one person being mizaka in a loaf of bread for on behalf of everybody in the whole community, like we typically do nowadays. And when everyone gives the flour, they know that they're not going to use every last drop of flour to make this loaf. To make this loaf, mem gimel v'tzarich lizar ashmin and davshem starfin yachal avi pashleim lemitzvah seiruv v'salka daitzechosh of tvei v'lo bayish here kamash milan, that I might have thought that since everyone is giving, is contributing a little bit of flour, so the shear is unnecessary. You don't need a minimal shear, so that's why he has to tell us that, yes, you do. The afalpi, so we're saying that that's going on where the Rama said, even though there's a little leftover flour, ratzalomer, vimkein yesh b'yadam she'lem chedek papasa eruv, and therefore there might be people who contributed flour who, turns out, did not really contribute to the bread of the eruv, vimkein yasru elu al elu, so they should asru on one another, to lo gara. We said it's no different than being mezaka for other people, and that's what people had in mind when they contributed. When everyone gives a little bit of flour to the gabai, they're giving on behalf of everybody. Normally, when you give an eruv on behalf of somebody else, you need to a third party to be to make a kinyan in it for them. But over here, where everyone is giving their kemach to the shamash to make an eruv with, that we treat it as if you're giving it to him so that they could all be zoch in it. And therefore, you don't need to do a zikoy, because it's understood that he's giving on behalf of everybody. However, there's a Yesh Misha Omer. Who's the Yesh Misha Omer? So Lamed Vav is, he says, the Levush, that this Yesh Misha Omer holds that if the Shamish, if the Gabay doesn't do a Kinyan Al Yidei Acher or Al Yidei Atzmo, then it is not a valid Eruv. And ideally we should be Choshesh for that Shita, but especially if the Gabay is using his own flour, then you certainly need to use a third party to be Zoche in it. And the minhag is that on Erev Pesach, that's when we renew the Eruv, the Gabbai in the community gives it to the Rabbi, and the Rabbi makes the Kinyan on behalf of everybody. Here, I give it to somebody else, to make the Kinyan on behalf of everybody, but okay, it's all the same idea. V'mchashcha lel Yom Tov Rishon v'lo zika. If Yom Tov Rishon started, your first days of Pesach started, and you didn't do it yet, ein l'zakos ela al tenai. Yeah, the only way to be mezaka the Eruv is to make it tonight. The Hainu Shiomer, to say, if Yom Tov Rishon is really still a weekday, ani mizakeh l'chol yiras, I'm being mizakeh this to the whole city. V'im kodesh, and if Yom Tov Rishon is really Yom Tov, ein b'dvarei klum, then obviously I cannot make an eruv. V'chein yom alamachar b'lo Yom Tov Sheni, and you can make the same tonight on Yom Tov Sheni, that if today is a weekday, so then, let this be an Eruv, and if today is a Yom Chol, so then yesterday, and if today is a Yom Kodesh, then yesterday was a weekday, and the Eruv was already made. This is only when Yom Tov leads into Shabbos. You may chol b'natayim, yamtim this kosad Erev Shabbos. I mean, like this year, where we have a three-day Yontif, so what are you going to do? You need the Eruv in place for Shabbos, but it's already Yontif, it's already Wednesday night, it's already the first Seder night. So that's why you need to make this Tanai on both nights, in order to get the Erev activated in time for Shabbos. But if Yontif is Sunday, Monday, so or whatever it is, Tuesday, Wednesday, so you could have Yontif on Tuesday, Wednesday, don't make the Erev. Wait till Thursday, wait till Friday, wait till before Shabbos when it's a weekday. Now, if you forgot to make the Erev an Erev Shabbos and it's already Chashcha, it's already dark, then we rely on what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you don't need to be Mezakeh on behalf of everybody when it's this kind of Erev. It's understood that you're being Mezakeh on behalf of everybody. If one person is being Mezakeh for everybody, so there's not everybody contributing to the Eruv, then you actually can use a broken piece of bread, because obviously there's not going to be any jealousy. How come I gave that and you gave? No one gave anything. One guy gave on behalf of everybody, says the Mishnah Berurah. De lo shayich kan klal mishum eva. There can't be any eva in such a case. Sivches ma'arvin bepas orez va'adoshim avalo bepas dochen. You could use lentil bread and rice bread, but not millet bread, whatever dochen is. So bepas orez va'adoshim mishum berurah shederchol nafos of lachlo. The thing about those things is that it's normal to bake them and to eat them. Mashen kin b'dochen. Dochen is not normal to bake and to eat. And we're later going to define what is orez v'dochen. We still have some time before minchas. Maybe we'll do sif tes also. So sif tes. Im echad mibnei chatzar rotza litin pas b'shvil kulam. If one guy wants to give bread on behalf of everybody, shapir dami, that's fine. Ubelvachi yizakenu lehem al yidei acher. But he needs to do the zikoy al yidei somebody else. Ukeshezocha bo tzarech lagbiyo men akarka tefach. And when the person is zocha in it on behalf of the community members, he has to pick it up a tefach off the ground. And he has to have in mind that he's being mezakeh in it, not only for all the current residents of the community, but anybody who's going to move into the community going forward. And some say that even if you don't have in mind that you're doing it for anyone who's going to move into the community, it's understood that that's what you mean. And based in sort of... builds that into this deal. Now, if more residents move in after the Erev loses some of the shear, someone came and ate half of it, so it has less than the shear, so then you have to add more to the Erev on their account. You're mezakeh for everybody, even though they're not there. You can't do the zikwa yourself. You have to involve another party because it has to go from the rishus of one person to another person to make that eruv. Al yidei acher, d'haynu shiomerlo, where you tell the guy, kabel pasa uzchei bal lekol b'nei achatzer. You take this bread and be zoch in it for all the b'nei achatzer. V'uyach shov bak baso b'shvil kulam. And when you pick up that box of matzahs, you have in mind everybody. Va'af shehem lo asu shliach lezei, even though the members of the community never made you a shliach for it, zachon ladam shol b'fan of avi kishluchem. It's a zachon ladam shol fun of it's to their benefit, it's not to their detriment at all, and therefore you could be a self-appointed shliach, but you pick it off the ground, they tefach. Even those opinions that hold that you need to pick something up three tefachim to make a kinyan, but over here by an eruv which is only drabanan, we're makil to allow a single tefach. That the same is true if they put the Eruv on your hand when your hand is already in the air, you still need to lift it up another tefach. Well, meaning it's not enough that your hand is off the ground when they give you the box of matzahs. Once they give you the box of matzahs, you then have to lift your hand up another few inches. You have in mind that you're being mezakeh in it for everyone that's going to move into the community. Because otherwise, new people move in, and therefore they're not included, and therefore they ask on everybody. A box of matzahs works no matter how large the community is, and therefore, if you have kavana to include everybody who's going to move into the community, that works. And some say that even though you were not mezakeh beferush for everybody, it still works. I mean, certainly, mekra din, you have to be mezaka for everybody. That since nowadays we don't make an erev every erev Shabbos, we make an erev once a year. So obviously you're having in mind that it's going to be people who move in throughout the year. That's what the mechaber means over here. Meaning on a week by week basis, there can't be such an assumption that you're having in mind anybody is going to move in. But this isn't a week by week basis; it's a year by year basis. So that's why we have such an assumption. Tzarich lahosif machmasan. If it got to less than a shear and then people moved in, you have to add to it. Maybe the whole din, that as long as you started with the proper shear, even though half of it got eaten or three quarters of it got eaten, as long as something is left, it's still a good Eruv. That only works if the Eruv only includes the people who were originally in the Eruv when it actually had the proper shear. But those who were not a part of it when it started were not Zochin. It came. They're only being included at the time when you add something to it. Meaning they're only being zoch in the Erev when they move in. If at the time they move in, the Erev doesn't have a shear, so then it's a problem. And therefore, just making the Tanai is not good enough if it doesn't have a proper shear. And that's why the best etza is you want to make sure that it always has a shear shtei sudos. That's what we do. We always make sure that it's a full box of matzahs, and a full box of matzahs is always a shir shtei sudos. So what we learned today is, first we said that you're not allowed to make an eruv with a prusa, no matter how large it is, but you can make an eruv with a shalim, even if it's very small. Shalim doesn't have to be perfectly shalim. It could be missing 1/48th of its size, and it could be held together by a toothpick. However, we had said that if someone is being mezak on the eruv for everybody else, then you don't need it to be shalim, because there's not going to be any eva, there's not going to be any jealousy. The Rama recorded a minug that everyone contributes a little bit of flour to the Eruv rather than committing bread to the Eruv. And then we had learned that you're only allowed to make an Eruv out of the type of food that you would bake and eat, not a type of food that nobody ever bakes and eats. And then in Sif Tes we said that if someone wants to be Zocha on behalf of everybody, so you have to pick it up off the ground, only one Tefach, not the typical three Tefachim, because it's only Drabanan, but you have to say that you're having in mind everybody who currently lives in the chatzar or in the community, plus anyone who's going to move in within the next year. And nowadays, since we only do it once a year, it's obvious that you mean anybody who's going to move in within the next year. But if the Erev gets to Pachos Mikashir at some point, then anyone who moves in after that is not going to be included unless we make an actual separate kinyan on their behalf. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Yud. Everyone have a wonderful evening.